The human being is the result of what it is in his heart. To understand it more clearly, we can say that what we think, talk, and do is the result of what it is in our heart. Therefore, it is necessary to be able to first recognize what it is inside of us during each process of our life, so we can then proceed to change it with God's help. We cannot go around judging people's actions, ignoring what it is in their hearts, as we are the result of what has been sown in us. We often judge people because they did not do this or that, but in the end, we do not go to the root of things. Many human systems attempt to change the human being from the outside in. But no change can ever come from the outside in. It will be superficial. Real change occurs from the inside out. And if we do not know the problem from its root, all we will end up doing by placing norms, laws, and adding burdens to man, asking him to stop doing this or that, is simply cutting the branches of a tree. Branches which after some time will grow green again and continue to bear the least suitable fruit. The Bible teaches us that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Likewise, Jesus himself explained that the result of our actions has to do with what we have inside rather than what we have outside. Sometimes we think that man's greatest enemy is around him, but we need to understand that occasionally our greatest enemy is not outside, but inside. What exerts control from within, what controls our mind, can control all our being. The only thing we will do on the outside is show the result of the condition of our heart. Quite often, the strongest enemy is not the one lurking outside at the distance, but the one inside. I am going to explain it to you in this manner. We are always looking for someone to blame for everything that happens to us. It seems as though there is great danger out there. And of course there is. But the greatest battlefield, my friend, the greatest battlefield that you can be experiencing today is in you. Look what the Bible teaches about all this in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says like this: "The heart is deceitful above all things and extremely perverse. Who does really know how bad it is?" This is right. Man's heart is full of faults, mistakes, and life experiences that were sown in it and now takes its toll on us. The worst thing I can advise you to do today is to do what your heart dictates. Because, just as we had just read, chances are that you do not want to change and you will continue looking for guilty parties around you. We must remember that we are what is within us. We cannot deny the nature that we carry. We may at times disguise who we are, but sooner or later, what we are must manifest itself. Just like Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 and 18 says, "Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit." This is so. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, you can identify people by their actions. We are the nature we carry, and if we require a change, the change must start from the inside out. But the human being cannot achieve these changes by himself. This is when we recognize that we need God. God is the only one who can forgive all sin. God is the only one who can transform a human being. God does not specialize in transforming circumstances. God specializes in changing people, in transforming man. His aim is not to help them become better individuals, rather, to completely change them to be made in the image of Christ Jesus. When someone tells me, "Pastor, I had trusted again and again in this person, but he has not come through for me, and it is hurting me," I present them with a biblical quote found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 to 20, and I explain the following. When a heart is damaged, all that he does shall bear the fruit of wickedness. But when a person is healed, when he has a heart healed by God, all fruit he bears is healthy. So, when you trust in someone, you must understand that a human being can fail us at any time. It is part of human nature. Nevertheless, when I understand this, I learn to safeguard my heart and understand that at some point, by trusting someone, at some point, the someone will fail me. Someone told me once, "I trusted some family member. He failed me. I forgave him, and he failed me again." So I said to him, "A bad tree will never bear good fruit. The only way for a bad tree to bear good fruit is to change him from bad to good. And God can only do this when a person shows true repentance, gives his life to God, recognizes his faults, and recognizes he has to change. So, please understand, human beings fail. Do not take it personal. It is part of the human. It is part of the nature we are born with, and it can only be healed, changed, and restored by God. The fruit will always be the result of what is in the tree. It is important that we always remember this, so we do not take things personal and end up damaging our heart. It is better to safeguard it." I hope I am making myself understood. In life, it is necessary to start over many times. I always say what the Bible says: if there is life, there is hope. And to start over again requires a point of departure. It is impossible to move forward in something new without closing the old cycle. And each one of us are the ones who must make the determination to do so. Sitting back, waiting for it to happen, can take a long time, or it may never happen. There are only two people in this world who know you very well. They are God and the one you see each morning when you look in the mirror. Yes, God and you know you. Hence, it is necessary to recognize our condition. By means of this audio, I simply want to express to you that it is important to start over, but there has to be a point of departure. And this point of departure is to recognize our condition. Where we are at right now will be our point of departure, and then decide to take the next step, where God is willing and available to guide you and show you His purpose. Life has a purpose. You have a purpose. And this word expresses the reason for which you were created. In other words, we could say that the purpose is to live for what you were born, my beloved friend. God has a plan for you, and you can take the first step. All you have to do is confess, recognize where you are, which is your condition, and that you need God in your heart in order to be healed and changed. All you need to do today is make the decision. No one else is going to make it for you. In the end, many can judge themselves, and you may notice that you are failing. You can throw yourself in the corner. You can complain. You can complain about life and look for people to blame. You can choose to become depressed, or you can choose the best decisions that will change your life, which is to receive God in your heart. You can do it today, and I want to help you, because I do not want to end this audio leaving you wondering, okay, and now, how do I do it? The first step begins, as I explained a few moments ago. Recognize where you are. Recognize your condition. Recognize that you need forgiveness, true repentance, and then confess these words with me. Yes, repeat these words with me right now. Heavenly Father, today I recognize my condition. I confess that I am a sinner and my heart is broken into pieces. I moved away from you, but today I want to return to your loving and forgiving arms. Forgive all my sins. Erase all evil in my life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. And as of today, be my Lord. I need you. Come inside of me. Come inside my house and make me see things differently. Father, accompany me on this journey that I undertake today. And may your hand sustain me, because I do not want to go back. I want to move forward. I do not want to walk without purpose. I want to walk in your purpose. I do not want to choose to be depressed again. Therefore, I give up sadness. I give up depression. I give up the pain inflicted to me by the world. My heart is yours. I want to be healed. Remove from me all resentment, all pain, all frustration. And as of today, Lord, may my life belong to you. Help me walk under your will. May your love surround me, and may you never release me, Lord, because today I realized that separated from you, I cannot do anything. Amen. What a blessing if you repeated this prayer. Believe it and offer it with all your heart. As of today, I welcome you. God is beginning to do new things in you, and you will see it soon. Be patient. Remain firm. Look for a place where you can receive God's word, the healthy word of the Lord, and begin to grow. Study the Bible. Begin to set apart moments of prayer where you can relate to the Father. And if you do not know where to start reading the Bible, I invite you to start reading the book of John. You will find many answers there, and God will continue talking to your life. I encourage you to continue moving forward. Yes, you have passed from death to life. And a new life starts today. A new cycle, a new chapter. I want to emphasize that your problems are not going to go away. Situations will continue to happen. Some good, others not too good. But now it is different. God is not only with you, now He is in you. And by His hand, you will be more than victorious. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He sends you regards and blessings.